Well, that is a interesting to start the day. I know for many of our teachers coming back to get ready to school and to teach. It is the passion of John the Baptist. And when we hear about the word the passion, was the same thing with Jesus Christ. The passion of our Lord Jesus Christ as he was crucified. And, you know, as we heard in our responsorial psalm and the other readings in the gospel, how, you know, John the Baptist was born before his cousin Jesus, and he also kind of led the way to death. Just two quick thoughts today, I think. One, the word of the Lord came to me, meaning Jeremiah, one of the prophets, one of the many prophets in our scriptures. Gird your loins, stand up, and tell them all that I command you. And every one of us is called to be a prophet in different degrees. The ones that really God has called us to be with our charisms and our gifts, to be a prophet, to proclaim the good news. You know, the second Herod, I mean, he's the start of this whole deal with St. John the Baptist. He's curious about him, but he's also in this morality that's wrong. He married his brother's wife. Remember that again. Sometimes when we read through the scriptures, we're like, that's odd. Is that true? Yes, it's true. That's Herod. He's the one that we can hear about in the Nicene Creed every time we read it. He's a historical person that was the leader in the Galileans. And he was the one, again, that washed his hands from the Jewish people. Again, not all Jewish people, but the leaders of the religious orders that wanted Jesus to be killed because he was, quote-unquote, blaspheming against God. Right? So that's the same Herod. He's the one that wanted to marry his brother's wife. Right? That's a big deal issue. At the same time, think about today. I mean, look at our own marriage situation in our country. You know, marriage is about a 50-50 of divorce. And then, we don't know the exact age, but it was his wife, Herodias' daughter. Now, how old do we know? We don't. But she gave a dance for him and his friends. And think about, I mean, just think of the other stuff in our country right now of using men or women or young women for advertising, for dances. I mean, think of football. I mean, think of the immodesty in our culture. And that's what St. John the Baptist was preaching against of. And that was why he was killed. And in my mind, I think, you know, as you know, we have this whole world now in different political corrects, you can say. And ours is a different level as Catholics and Christians about preaching well, teach the truth, go looking at the, you know, go after the sin, but not the person, right? But this is very, the only thing we're away from today in our society is somebody being killed for what they're speaking. You know, even our speech, the right of speech is somewhat crumbling. So St. John the Baptist, we want to follow him. We want to follow Jesus. Again, and they gave their lives to the end. And do we have the courage to do that? Do we have the courage to speak what is true against what is false? Bring that to your prayers. Think about ourselves. How do we preach? How do we give the teachness, or the teach of all of our brothers and sisters? Sometimes we need to stand up and remind ourselves and others that Jesus Christ, that is the way, the truth, and the life.